You got to tune to the Texas Standard. What do the Dallas Arboretum, TCU, and Jesuit College Prep School of Dallas have in common? Well, they all have ties to a tiny town some 2 hours away, a place just south of Wichita Falls. It's a town called Winthorst, population 409, and it has provided more than $230 million worth of loans to institutions in Dallas, and not just in Dallas, all over Texas. Now, how did this little city become a cash cow for all these projects? Peter Simic took a trip up to the town. He's arts editor at D Magazine in Dallas, and he joins us. Peter, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
First, I suppose we should set a scene of this, you know, this town, Winthorst. Could you paint a picture for us?
Sure. I mean, I think a lot of people who are from Dallas and go out to Archer City, where Larry McMurtry's famous bookstores are, mm-hmm. have probably driven through it on the way. I mean, it's not much more than an intersection on the highway. There's a general store that dates back to the German settlers that arrived there a century ago, and there's a couple of buildings in it, but it's a big dairy farming community. So some friend of mine who grew up a little further south from there said that he remembered the town just because they would beat everybody at football because those dairy farmers could play.
But these days, as you write, dairy farmers can hardly cover the cost of production. So I'm sort of scratching my head wondering how is it that a place that doesn't seem to be rolling in cash could become a kind of a financier of last resort for a lot of different projects. And that's what it sounds like Winthorst has become.
In a way, you know, I think this is one of those things when you're not in the world of kind of technical municipal finance, this scene looks really bizarre. But when you're in it, it's a kind of an oddball quirk of the tax code. Basically, small towns or any towns, any cities are legally able to issue bonds on behalf of various types of private organizations, nonprofits and the like, as long as they have the approval of the local municipalities. And so this, back in the late 90s, when it started with Jesuit High School, we were looking to build a new building on campus, and they were working with a firm out of Dallas that was trying to finance that in the most cost-effective way. And they said, well, if we could just find a little town that'll sponsor us, all they do is essentially sign off on some paperwork and act as a conduit for this sort of larger financing deal. And at least on paper, they're not technically liable for any of the financial fallout if the deal goes south. So it was really just kind of a happenstance. I think it was a person who worked at Jesuit who happened to grow up in Winthorst, who was, when they were looking for a small town, said, I think I know of one.
Let me get this right. So what happens is if you were thinking about the possibility of, say, adding a football stadium or what? I mean, does any project work like this? You can just approach Winthorst and say, hey, will you be our dance partner? And then Winthorst has to sign off on issuance of what, bonds?
Of the bonds, yeah. Technically, they're the issuers of the bonds. But when you go out to and talk to some of the people who are on paper, the what they do is they create a new finance corporation. And the finance corporation's board is made up of all the people who at one time or another either served on the city council or related to someone on the city council. And to them, it sounds like just kind of a go-around, a technicality where they lend out their municipal status for an organization to use to kind of get this tax-exempt bond deal.
Well, presumably someone in Winthorst is getting paid, right? I mean, they wouldn't just do this for free.
Right. There's a little bit of a cut. And I think depending on the size of the bond, they get anywhere from $10,000 to $30,000, something around there. And well, how that's worked out over the years is because, you know, it's not the greatest time for dairy farming, and they don't have a lot of ways to generate tax revenue on their own. When they've had to do some routine road maintenance or upgrade on their park, they've been able to use some of that money through these tax issuances.
Let me just ask an obvious question here. Is this legal?
Oh, it's totally legal. In fact, that's the thing. It's one of these things where I'm reporting the story, and the deeper you get into it and the odder it seems, the more you realize, oh, this is just kind of one of those odder, more idiosyncratic corners of the municipal finance world. I think where it gets tricky and gets a little murky is when it falls down on the use of some of the funds. I mean, Winthorst is technically not on the hook if any of the deals go sour. And I think they had a couple of deals with some assisted living facilities in East Texas. Both of them did go bankrupt. And that then becomes a problem between the bondholders and the operators of those facilities. But there are some questions in the IRS code around what these funds can be used for. And if the recipients of the funds use them inappropriately, to what extent is Winthorst liable? That's still kind of a technical tax question that I couldn't quite get my head around.
It's a fascinating story about the town of Winthorst in North Texas. Peter Simic is arts editor at D Magazine in Dallas. We're going to link to his piece at texasstandard.org. Peter, thanks so much for speaking with us on The Standard.
Thanks so much.